As the DA, we will in the coming days submit our comments on the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill that was opened by Parliament yesterday. Not only does the DA have a number of concerns regarding the bill, but we strongly feel that the call for public participation would disadvantage vernacular speakers, as all the vernacular advertisements were only published in regional papers. Furthermore, the advertisements in vernacular papers would not allow the public 30 days to submit comments before the closing date of 15 June this year. While the call for submissions was already advertised on the 15th of May in English and isiZulu, it will only be advertised in the rest of the languages by the 21st of May this month. The DA believes that the Bella Bill will give the department head unprecedented powers to determine language and admissions policies within schools while suppressing school governing bodies and school communities' abilities to truly oppose the changes. The DA has communicated extensively on the following problematic clauses on the Bella Bill, which fails to take into account the practical implications of making grade R compulsory without doing any financial study. The decision of final admissions being taken away from school governing bodies without allowing for more nuanced appeal mechanisms. It further removes power over schools' language policy and places it in the hands of an HOD in basic education. The clauses regarding homeschooling fails to take into account the various concerns of the stakeholders, and the bill is missing an opportunity to effectively regulate online and blended learning to alleviate the pressure on physical schooling. The DA has received over 11,000 signatures combined on our English and Afrikaans Stop School Capture petitions, and we encourage the public to continue signing the petition and also submit their concerns in writing to the Secretary of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Basic Education. As the DA, will do everything in our power to ensure that the power remains with the school, communities, and parents that know what's best for their children.